The University of Connecticut's men's basketball season ended last week with a loss in the opening round of their conference tournament, with no berth into the NCAA tournament. Now, as Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the school announced Saturday it is separating from head coach Kevin Ollie.
68 teams make up the field that fights for a men's Division I basketball championship. The Huskies have been champions four times, but now for the second straight year, they weren't even among the top 68 teams in the nation. What made it worse for Kevin Ollie was that the school confirmed back in January that it was under investigation by the NCAA. Joe Zone is the face of sports for WFSB News Channel 3. He says the school wants to fire Ollie for cause.
I think they're moving quicker than they would like to, but they have to because they need to get a coach in now, and they can't wait for all the cards to play out. So I think the school's in a tough spot if they're going to replace him, and they want to replace him. The reason they want to do it for cause, it's all about money.
By firing Ollie for cause, the school might not have to pay him the nearly $11 million left on his contract. David Benedict is UConn's athletic director. He made a statement over the weekend and said, quote, "As with all of our programs, we hold men's basketball to the highest standards. We will begin a national search immediately to identify our next head coach." The school says it won't comment any further until both an internal and an NCAA investigation are complete. Ollie did lead the team to a national championship in 2014, but in three of the next four seasons, the team didn't even make the big tournament. After finishing 16-17 last year, this year the Huskies lost four more games than they won. It's the first time in 30 years that the Huskies had back-to-back losing seasons. That's driving attendance and overall interest down, plus they now play in a different conference than the old Big East. The American Athletic Conference is not as strong. Neil Ostrout follows the team for the Journal Inquirer.
It's been obviously not quite the atmosphere that they're used to. You know, attendance is down a little bit every year and even more so this year. And there are a myriad of reasons. Obviously, conference affiliation and new so-called rivals is a big part of it. People aren't excited to come see Tulsa, even though Tulsa's a good team.
Ollie made his statement to ESPN. He said that, quote, "The University of Connecticut, which has been my home and my family since I was 18 years of age, has decided to initiate the procedures to terminate my employment for cause, which I'm contesting." Ollie played for Coach Jim Calhoun back in the early 90s. He then played for parts of 13 seasons in the NBA before he eventually took over for Calhoun in 2012. Ollie coached at UConn for a total of six seasons. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.